Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
51551, by the way, for your text. Kel Gallivan, we've had her on before. Mrs. Smart Money, best-selling author, financial coach. She's going to share some of her tips and everyday tricks that'll make a real difference to our money management, which is most badly needed in this very stretched month of ours. Welcome back, Kel.
It is good to be back and happy new year.
And the same to you. Debt management steps. It's almost sad to start the year like this, but this is the reality, isn't it, for a lot of people?
The world has changed a lot. Like, there's so many people, and you've, what, on paper you've a great income and everything's coming in and it looks fine, but our outgoings are getting a lot more squeezed than what they were before, with inflation, with cost of living crisis, or if it, maybe it's our new reality. Yeah. But things are changing, and to be fair to people, we're just coming off the back of probably the biggest spendiest part of the year.
Yeah. It was very there was a huge amount of spending, wasn't there, with the, you could tell from the traffic, from the queues, and some of the retailer reports we're getting as well, that there's a lot of confidence in the economy at the moment. People spend on credit cards and whatnot.
Yeah, I suppose it depends how you look at it. You could say confidence, or you could say people are looking to show their generosity by spending.
Yeah.
They're tired. It's nice to treat yourself. And Christmas is something to really look forward to, and you want to give the best to the ones you love. And sometimes we end up overspending during that time then as a result.
So how do we reset? What's your top tip to start off? Don't panic, obviously, is the beginning point.
Absolutely. Look, no matter what your starting point is, go easy on yourself. Life is busy. Life is noisy. Life is fast, and it's only getting faster. So it's like, please don't feel bad if you're thinking of maybe looking at your banking app or thinking of maybe looking at your credit card. You're just not able to yet, because you're trying to build yourself up to go, okay, I can do this. But like, money can be heavy, and money can have a lot of emotion attached to it, and we can put these things off a bit. So whatever you do, be okay, take a big deep breath, grab a cup of tea or coffee if you need to. Mm-hmm. But this is the time we do need to get practical. This is the time where we need to sit down and go, okay, I can't control a lot of things, but what can I control? So I would say, if you can even just have a little tagline for January and go, this is my get practical month.
Okay.
And what I would say then, to get practical, let's put some meat on the bones of this. And it doesn't have to be anything major. I'm not looking for people to like totally turn their lives upside down. I would keep it very simple. And I would say, look, take 10 minutes and just get some of the basic numbers in your head. And that would be, open up your banking app. I know it might sound scary, you might have to sit down beforehand, but open it up and go, okay, well, what's my balance? Right, how much is in my account? And how much do I have between now and the next time I get paid? Because a lot of us, we have a longer January than we would the rest of the year, because we might get paid before Christmas and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely, look at what's in there. And it might be scary, but I want you to look at it with a curious mind, not a oh no mind, but just go, okay, what actually is it? What's the black and white? And then I want you thinking, okay, what are the absolute direct debits that are going out between now and the time you get paid? So whether it's rent, mortgage, your mobile, your broadband, what are they? And then take that from your current balance and go, okay, this is what I have left. And the next thing you do then is, okay, we're going to cover, make sure all those essential bills are covered. Now, what are my other essential things? Because you need to eat. You need to make sure the electricity is on. You know, these other things need to go out.
You have the simple list, don't you? Roof, heat, so your rent, your mortgage is going to be number one. Heating the place, food, transport, childcare.
Yes.
And that's your priority list. And after that, you kind of, it starts to...
And after, you see, then... It's only going to be a couple of weeks. January might seem long, but it's only a few weeks. But at least if you know you can get to January and hit zero, like, that could be your win. Like, you don't have to go saving.
Yeah.
You don't have to go changing the world and all these kind of things. Like, getting to January at zero, that is a very solid win for a lot of people. And that is something to be proud of, as opposed to ending on a deficit. If you can end on zero, celebrate. Like, that is brilliant. Go for that. And as well, if you do have a credit card and you're trying to figure out, well, how am I going to manage this? This is a bit scary for me. Just make the minimum payment this month.
The minimum payment, right.
Yeah, that is okay. If you're hitting all your other targets, get the minimum payment, but do start putting a plan in place, going, how am I going to get rid of this? Because you don't want that hanging over you. Mm-hmm. And if you think for any reason, I'm not going to make a couple of these bills, or I don't, that might bounce or something like that, reach out to whoever it is, reach out to the company and have a chat and say, look, I might not make it this month. What are my options? And they have to give you some kind of options to see what you can do. And that might give you just the breathing space so that you can get through into the next payday and set things right again.
You have a quick win as well, don't you? Which is a good kind of encourager this time of the year.
Yes. if you are feeling a bit more tight to your collar and if you're kind of going, oh, I don't know if I'm going to make this, look at your subscriptions. Like, subscriptions are something that we didn't really deal with up till about 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But now there's subscriptions for everything, from getting chocolates delivered to your, to the, your Netflix, your whatever. Like,
they all roll over without you noticing.
Exactly. And we can have a whole big conversation on that one alone, Oliver. But I would say find one that you're not using a huge amount of and just cancel it for the month. Just put a pause on it. You may not even miss it. So you may not even need to restart it. Yeah. And if in a couple of months you do miss it and you think, do you know what, I was getting really good value, you can bring it back in. But bring it back in when you're ready.
Or the money mightn't be due for another week or so on that for the next month. So you have another week or two left and you have the saving kind of booked to give yourself a little bit of a boost.
Exactly. Anything like that will just give you that breathing space, because you're looking to just make it. It's more about the sustainability and the stability for this month.
Okay, cool. So that, the quick win is the idea. The top three must-dos to save money if this is your plan and your objective and you can manage to do it once all the other bills are paid.
Yeah, so I want you to have fun with this, okay? Because money should be fun, and you should, because it's a relationship that we have, and it's something that we have to deal with no matter what. So if you can have a lighter relationship with it, as opposed to money doesn't like me and we don't get on, it's a bit more adversarial.
You're trying to do something nice for yourself as well, aren't you?
Yes, okay. Yes, because like if you think about it, Oliver, in the back of your mind, if you know you're stable with money, if you know you have your bit of savings, if you know things are on track, well, life feels a lot lighter. And it's a lot lighter to carry. So when it comes to the positive things to do with money, I really mean it when I say try and have a bit of fun with it. So one of, there's a couple of things I was trying to think through what would be the best things to do with this. But one, and I kind of have to start with this because this was such a game changer for me and my life, and that's no spend days.
A no spend day?
Yes.
Okay, right.
Which maybe I need to get a lighter name on that when I think about it.
It sounds dramatic. So one day a week.
Yeah, start with one day a week. And literally a no spend day is, it's any day where you do not spend money other than on groceries, because you need to eat well, you need to nourish yourself, or essential bills, because they have to be paid.
Right.
Keep a roof over your head. And we live in a country that we have to pay these bills. That's just life, right? So you don't get penalised for that. So groceries and essential bills, they're fine. It's the other stuff. It's the maybe takeaway, online shopping,
okay,
the extra taps that we do when we're a bit tired.
So the impulse purchases.
The impulsive things.
You're telling yourself to wipe them out one day a week.
One day a week. And if you can stretch it for January particularly, 2 or 3 days a week, it does not have to be 7. Like that's, like I never want anybody to tip into where they're feeling deprived or they're going into frugality mode. This is about making choices.
You're very much against that all or nothing kind of.
I'm not a fan of it. I just don't think people do well with that because then it's like you're playing a small game, and I want people to ultimately play a big game for themselves.
Yeah.
So definitely if you can do for this month 2, if you can stretch it to 3, just for the month, you're going to feel really good because you're going to feel more in control and you're going to have more money in your bank account to play with. And that is going to help you sleep well at night and feel better. The kind of next big thing that I would say to people, and definitely have fun with this one, and that is turn your freezer into what it should be. A place where you find food to feed your family from and not the treasure chest that we often keep it as.
And never think of or never plan. Okay, so now this is the freezer month.
This is the freezer month, right? So think about your freezer. Just do a mental work through what's in your freezer. Like how many of us bought the chicken that was, you know, the just in case chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's been sitting there for like, it's like a time machine going back. Like, goodness knows when we last bought that. Or those leftovers, you go, I'll freeze those now. Or there's all these different bits and pieces, like how many half loaves of bread do we have? Or if you're of the previous generation, and a lot of us would have gone home for Christmas, gone to our parents' house, and like, they're pulling out like milk from 2 years ago. And my friend, actually, we were at her place, and her mom, like she's such a gem of a woman, but she was like, do you know what? I'll find something out of the freezer for you guys. It'll be brilliant. And she opens up the freezer and she just pulls out this big ball of tin foil. And like even she's looking at it going, what is this? And we unwrapping these layers and this tin foil. Oh, Oliver, it was a half a toasted ham and cheese sandwich. I'm not finished, with a bite got out of it.
There were no treasures in some parts of the freezer.
And, like,
someone bit into a toasted sandwich and froze it.
And froze it. And it was already toasted. was, and we were looking at it going, how? Oh, what? Even the mom was looking
wish
at it.
Wish it was labelled, find out what era that had come from.
I'm kind of glad it didn't have a date, but the birds ate well that day. But let's just say the birds ate. So please, like with your freezer, have fun with it for January. Just
get into it.
Get into
if nothing
it.
Else, you'll be clearing it out.
Exactly. Right. And know what's in it. And that makes kind of stock rotation and turnover. Like that's what your freezer's for. It's for kind of minding things for a short while.
Are you dipping in yourself now with this month?
I actually am. And even while I have not yet found a half a toast ham and cheese sandwich, there are some things that I do need to get on top of, yes.
You also warn people, don't you, about the January sales, the fresh start spending. The January sales, they don't exist, do they?
They're still there in their life. Very much alive.
I meant they exist in terms of telling us, but the savings may not quite be there.
Do you know what? It goes back to kind of what we were talking about before Christmas. There'll always be genuine sales, but just do your research beforehand.
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure it is it. The fresh start sales, I think I have a slightly different perspective on them, I think, than what a lot of people might have. Mm. So when we're talking about fresh start, a lot of us are thinking it's January now. It's going to be like, you know, new me, new life. I'm going to turn over all the leaves. I'm going to be different. You won't even recognize me by the end of this month or this
buying
year.
Brand new hiking gear. All these kind of new things.
Exactly. And we end up just putting a huge amount of money into something that we haven't even tried and tested yet. So what I would recommend for anybody, if you haven't yet, just put a pause on buying all the new stuff, even if it seems like it's on the best sale ever, and just go, okay, I'm going to do my 10,000 steps a day for the next month.
Right.
And if I do that, then I'll get the nice pair of pants.
That's a good idea, because you get such a buzz from buying the new thing that you probably don't even bother then doing the exercise or whatever it is you're planning to do, the new year purchase.
Absolutely. But if you turn it around and you go, do you know what? For 30 days, I'm going to do my, you know, couch to 5K or my 10,000 steps. How great are you going to feel walking in to get
yes,
the runners?
Okay. Rewarding yourself.
Exactly.
You're good at this because it's all about rewarding yourself and being kind of good to yourself rather than punishment.
Oh, it's so important to be nice to yourself. Life is hard enough already. But just build it in that the stuff matters when you do spend money.
You also would remind people of your 24-hour pause rule if you're shopping, browsing sales this time of the year. Explain that to us again.
Yes. So like when we're shopping, and particularly online, like there's this lovely dopamine hit. There's the last one in stock, the never seen again.
Yeah.
Like it can be really tempting to just go, do you know what? I'm going to, oh, what if I don't get this again?
They won't have my size next time.
Yeah, they'll have your size. Don't worry. And next season's fashions will come in and the next whatever will come in. But if you can at all, if you see the shiny thing and if it's like 50% off and you go, oh, this is amazing. Pause for a moment. And just think, if this was full price, would I pay for it?
Yeah.
And if I do put in the basket, I'm going to wait 24 hours, let that lovely dopamine die down mm-hmm. again.
So you're sensible again.
You're sensible and you're thinking straight on a full stomach. And then see if you really need it. And if it's on your list and if it's something you'd gladly pay full price for, then consider getting it.
Okay,
but just
that's a good
give yourself
rule.
That little breathing.
That has place. Worked for you.
Oh, absolutely.
It needs to pass that 24-hour rule.
Yeah. Oh, and if it's worth buying, it's worth buying in 24 hours.
And you saying that when you add it to the shopping trolley online, the cart, as they call it online, if you walk away and come back, the next time you just won't even be interested in it. That's proven to happen.
Oh, quite often. And actually, there are studies out there to show it's something like 3.1 billion euro per year. And I could be slightly off on that number, but it is in the 3-point-something billions. Are left in shopping carts. And what stores are starting to do now is they'll send you a helpful little email shortly afterwards going, you forgot this in your cart.
This stuff is waiting for you now.
Exactly. So we're being constantly tempted back in, so you won't be missing out, but it is up to you to put that little barrier between that thing and you, unless it's something that you know you've been saving for ages and you're deliberately going after it.
Part of your January cleanup is unsubscribing from those marketing emails which you've signed up to because they gave you 10% for your first purchase or whatever.
You're so good at this, Oliver.
It's the cavern air, you know, if it blows in. Makes us very wary of the spending.
But if you think about it, right, with these subscriptions, they're coming into your inbox. Now, your inbox we're usually looking at it on our phones, and when you're looking on your phone, they have your full attention. It is the world's most prime piece of real estate. It is not Grafton Street. It is not anywhere else. It is your phone. So please, if you can, sit down and just unsubscribe from a lot of those marketing emails just to calm things down, because we only have so much willpower in any given week, day or month. Mm-hmm. So make life a bit easier for yourself. Take the breather so you can get to the end of January and get on with your year without having to feel bad about things at a whole.
I think you feel very good clicking that little unsubscribe if you can find it.
Yes,
it can be hidden.
They are getting better. And look, they'll always take you back.
Certainly will. Come here, this seems like the hardest one. Christmas 2026, start now. Kel
yes.
Gallivan, is it possible? Can you prepare for next Christmas already?
Please do. Now, if you're in the situation where your goal is to get to zero by the end of January.
Yeah, by the end of January for payday.
Exactly. Right, that's fine. Like, do what you need to do to get you up to the end of January. If you're in the lucky position where you could save a bit for January, I would say, look, start putting €10 a week aside in a Christmas fund for next year. Like, that gives you the bones of 50 odd weeks. That's €500. Like, €500 towards your food bill or your Christmas gift.
Fair whack, yeah.
That's a fair whack. And most of us, if we're very honest with ourselves, we won't miss €10 a week if it's put into a little vault or a pocket, you know, or in some just little bit away savings account. And that can make Christmas seem really fun and good. And what it does then is it starts taking pressure off January, because you're not coming into January under such pressure.
And some of the digital banks are good at kind of creating folders, aren't they, to put that money in?
They're getting a lot better.
It used to be just your loose change in the house.
Yeah, in behind the couch.
Some people can still do. Now it's of course, there are people in a very bad place financially as well this time of the year. The advice for them. There was a great show on Morning Ireland just before Christmas, which was about Vincent de Paul and all these charities now finding themselves helping middle class and middle income earners struggling with things like food and heat.
The cost of living has really started squeezing people, and people who found it easy enough to save are now just getting closer to paycheck, which is a tough place to be. And we are in an expensive and getting increasingly expensive country. So please do not feel remotely ashamed if you're finding that you're not saving to the same level that you were. It is okay. If you are finding it a bit tougher, this is where you do the small things well. This is where you do the no spend days. This is where you go to your freezer. This is where you, you know, unsubscribe from things or put the 24-hour pause in. You will be surprised the difference it will make to your bottom line.
And go to those charities which will have an open and caring ear to listen to, won't they, when you come with your issues?
Absolutely.
rte.ie/helplines also has supports there as well. And for all the usual financial tips and advice, you can follow Kel Gallivan on Instagram, Mrs. Smart Money HQ. Happy New Year, Kel. Thanks a million for that.
You're more than welcome.